should comedians have the right to offend people? The comedian Konstantin Kissin pulled out of a student charity event after being asked to sign a contract banning him from being offensive before performing at a student's union. He tweeted a picture of the contract he says he was asked to sign. It states, "By signing this contract, you're agreeing to our no-tolerance policy with regards to racism, sexism, classism, ageism, ableism, homophobia, biphobia, transphobia, xenophobia, Islamophobia, or any anti-religion or anti-atheism." Well, the commentators Lata Sharma and Bumper Graham are here. We're going into Bumper World this morning. Morning, Bumper.
Morning, Stephen.
In Bumper World. And morning, Lata.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think then? A comedian, you know, many comedians use the freedom that they have to offend to be offensive and funny, Bumper. And here's this student union group now asking them to sign a written contract that they won't do be so.
Well, I think political correctness has gone far, far too far. I don't know what that comedian could have done on stage, given what he wasn't allowed to do. I think he could have just stood there and said nothing. Otherwise, he was going to be breaking the contract one way or the other. So I think it's about balance, Stephen. And, you know, there are things that I don't think we can tolerate, such as racism, etc. But, you know, I go back to thinking about when I was sort of growing up and Billy Connolly and Dave Allen and the likes now. I suspect some of Dave Allen's stuff today would be inappropriate. It was probably inappropriate then. But I do think that the line has shifted too far in political correctness. You know, we have to be able to take a joke and have to be able to laugh at ourselves.
Lada?
Well, do you know what, Bumper? I kind of agree with you. I think that one of the things that we are very careful in our society is that we are so fortunate to live in a free society. We are able to mock our politicians and our political leaders, in particular here in Northern Ireland and right across the free world, without any fear. And I know that all sounds extreme, probably over the top.
Really, no, it's not, Lada, because all of our politicians are jokes.
Well, yeah, exactly. My point is that we are very lucky to live in a society where we do not have to fear any punishment, arrest, disappearance, death, based on the fact that we mock them, we criticise them. We don't need to revere them. But I think also we have to understand that right across racism, political correctness, you look at social status. We mock people based on their religion, based on their race, based on their culture, based on their tradition. There is no problem with that. Where we have to understand where there's a fine line is when we use derogatory, dehumanizing language. And I think that's really the point here. Back in the day when we had Dave Allen doing all his brilliant comedic acting on dressing up as a priest or dressing up as a minister or whatever. They were brilliant. But we were brought up in a society where that was considered to be okay because we are not here to be controlled by any authoritarian establishment. And that is a really healthy thing about our society.
I do fear for the future because of political correctness, you know, that...
Well, I do too. I mean, I was doing a Diwali event a few.
You'd be lucky to get a word in here, Bumper.
Hello,
Bumper. Are you there?
I think bringing me on was a joke, Stephen. You know, because you have Lana there, not going to give me any airspace.
And you're just going to have to come back.
What do you think, Bumper?
Well, Stephen, as I said, I mean, I do think there's a place for people being able to have fun and being able to enjoy themselves, and particularly, you know. For those of us that lived through the Troubles, our black humour got us through it. And for many people today, they wouldn't understand or appreciate that. So I do think we have to sort of grow up a bit, take it the chin, but at the same time, knowing that there is a line there and that we shouldn't cross that line, particularly in regards to the likes of racism and stuff.
Well, to be honest with you, that is very true. But you have to remember that we can't always... We have to look at people's intent as well. Some people will say it, tell a joke, with no evil intent. And we have to be very understanding of where's that person coming from? You know.
Well, I think equally, Lada, what we have to understand is that some people want to be offended so that they can make an issue out of it and maybe even
yes.
make money out of it.
Yes, absolutely. And there are plenty of people who have said things to me and I know rightly they don't mean any evil intent. And then there's other ones who do say it and I know rightly where they're coming from. I think, and I say that as a Northern Irish woman born and raised here from Indian descent. So I understand. I get offended when people insult Northern Ireland because I'm very, very protective of being a Northern Irish person whenever I went to England. But in saying that, I didn't mind if somebody tried to mock my accent because I love my accent. So I don't mind if they tried to mimic it. People get offended if you mimic someone's accent. I mean, why? Accents are fantastic. It makes us human. It makes us interesting people. And we should be able to mock each other based on whatever it is, as long as we're not intending to actually insult that person and hurt them inside. And I think that's really important. We live in a free society. We should be able to say what the heck we like.
Well, not so sure.
Within reason. Within reason.
We live in an absolutely free society because...
Well, you know what I mean. When we can turn around and insult our authorities, we can insult our leaders. Look at the Hole in the Wall gang. Dear goodness me, they are brilliant at just nitpicking and poking fun at the political establishment.
It's all subjective, isn't it? You might think they're brilliant, other people might think they're awful.
But the people who generally don't like them tend to be the ones in the fringes of the more extreme sides of the political establishment or political belief.
Well, I think that's part of our problem in Northern Ireland. We have far too many fundamentalists.
Too much airtime.
What type of comedy do the Hole in the Wall gang do? I haven't seen them in years. What do they do?
You're funny, aren't you?
No, I'm serious.
You know rightly what they
do. I don't.
Tim McGarry is a star. They're all stars. They're all brilliant. And they're all brilliant at how they do it. The way they write their comedy is superb. You look at Goodness Gracious Me, which took the mick out of so many different Asians in the community. They were brilliant because they actually were spot on how they mocked people from different Asian cultures. I love that. I mean,
I'm surprised they haven't found a place for you, Stephen, on their show.
Stephen, come on.
I think the less said about that, the better. but you know what I'm interested in this contract that this comedian was asked to sign? What would the punishment be if he broke the contract? Like, are they going to try to sue him or something?
They probably wouldn't have paid him.
They were dictatorial. They were saying, you're not allowed to do this. I mean, what sort of students are they turning out to be if they think that it's acceptable to tell a comedian who's not there to offend, he's there to make people laugh at and with at each other. And that's what is brilliant about comedy. So they are growing up and moving into society, and God knows we need to stop people like that trying to think.
Surely a good comedian should be able to make people laugh without mocking someone, without degrading someone.
No, degrading is different.
Look at the list of things he wasn't allowed to talk about. I mean, ageism, that's a fact of life, you know. We all get older, you know.
And there are funny things about getting older.
Stephen has to come to that yet.
You know, bodily functions all start to maybe fall apart a wee bit. Wee things slip when they shouldn't and all that sort of stuff. That woman going through her menopause, it's funny. There's lots of things that are funny. Mickey Flanagan was on. And he is an absolutely brilliant comedian.
On what?
I don't know whether I watch him regularly on my phone, and the way he talks about women, the way he talks about his relationship. I mean, the male female thing is hilarious, and my husband and I think it's brilliant because there's so many things that he touches on that are true, where he's mocking the wife having a night in with the girls and him going out for a night out with the boys, and it's all very true. It's about observation. It's about and being able to laugh at the things that are funny between the sexes, between the races, between the sexualities, between everybody. I mean, we all have to learn to laugh at each other to be able to live in a society. No matter what your religion is, you should be allowed to be able to mock it.
It's an interesting conversation. We can't bring any calls on because every line in the billing's jammed with people wanting our Christmas cards and our calendars. Bumper, you might even get one if you behave, Bumper.
Well, Stephen, I promise to behave in order to get one of the great Stephen Nolan calendars, which no doubt in 20 years' time, I'll be able to sell on eBay for millions.
Let me tell you, there's teddy bears coming soon. Special limited edition teddy bears coming soon.
Are they shipped on you, Stephen?
Are they what?
Are they shipped on you, the teddy bears?
They very well might be.
Cuddly.
Yes, Lada, thank you very much indeed, Bumper. Thank
You're most welcome.
Bumper, we'll just put Bumperland on the envelope when we're sending them out to you. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you, Stephen.
Good morning.
Bye.